You are listening to Consuming Fire Ministries with Elder Cheryl Monroe, where the Word of God is alive and ready to empower you and build you up. It's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our paths. And as we remain in Him and He in us, we live in victory. We are here every Thursday and Sunday at 4 p.m. Stay tuned for your word.
Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 through verse 15. And I'm coming from the NIV version of the Bible on today. Verse 12 read, "Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Jesus Christ took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. And all of us then who are mature should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear unto you." We know that Paul is the author of this book, and this book is about Christ in our lives, Christ in our minds, Christ as our goal, Christ as our strength and joy through suffering. The title of this sermon on today is Keep It Moving. The Bible is full of stories that begin again. It shows people how to take a fresh look at their lives and make fresh starts. Even as we're into this new year, the second month of the new year, some of us have made New Year's resolutions, and some are still committed to keep it moving. And Philippians, again, chapter 3, verse 12, it reads, "Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me." Paul is saying right here, I have not arrived. And it's a good thing to know where you are and to know that you have not arrived, that you still have work to do for the Lord. Not only having work to do for the Lord, but taking a good inside look at ourselves and knowing that we still have work to do on ourselves. And we can only do that work on ourselves with the help of God. Paul continues on in verse 12 to say, "But I press to hold on to that for which Christ took hold of me." Paul is pursuing it. He realizes that God did not save him so that he could sit back and take the easy road to heaven. God saved us because he loved us and because he wanted us to bring glory to his name. So no, we cannot sit back and take the easy road to heaven and say we're just going to sit on the pew and not contribute to the work of the kingdom. So I'm declaring and decreeing on today that we are not going to coast along to the finish line. We are going to keep it moving. Amen. Verse 13 says, "Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining forward to what is ahead." The ground is what you have already covered on last year and years in the past is already gone. The Apostle Paul has said, okay, we're not going to waste time because we have already gone into a new year. So I can't waste my time on the things of the past. There was something that you did last year that you did very well. And there was also some things on last year that you did not do very well. But guess what? Paul is admonishing us to forget those things that we did on last year, because last year is over, and keep it moving. My brother and my sister on today, reach For that which is ahead of you, with all of your nerves and with all of your muscles that may be tensed up all at one time, you need to keep it moving. You are running for your life. You know, when my husband and I take road trips, my husband loves to put the car on cruise control to prevent him from going too fast to get a ticket or from going too slow. But there's a problem with the cruise control because a lot of times he gets relaxed and he loses focus, and then he'll decide that he want to close one of his eyes to get some rest. And before you know it, we're running off the road, hitting the little bumps on the side of the road. Well, you know, that's what happens a lot of times with our dreams and our visions. That also happens a lot of times with the assignments that God has given to us in our lives. We will put it on cruise control. Once we've got in it and started going good, we'll begin to put it on cruise control and begin to cruise along. But I want you to know on today, praise God, that we don't need to cruise. God is right there with us. And with the help of Paul on today, I want to challenge us to keep it moving, because spiritually speaking, we need to be careful not to fall asleep at the wheel. Amen? Because there's too many lives that are at stake. There are family member lives that are at stake. There are friends who lives are at stake. And then there is unsaved people in the world whose lives is unsaved. We have got to take it off cruise control. Amen. And we have got to move forward. You know, thinking about last year, I read my Bible last year, but I did not read my Bible enough. Lives are at stake. I prayed last year, but I did not pray enough. I gave last year, but I did not give enough. I served last year, but I did not serve enough. I worshiped on last year, and I did not worship enough. We never need to become content with where we are. We need to keep it moving on today. Verse 15 says, and all of us then who are mature should take a look at such a thing. All of us who are mature should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear unto you. We're never going to make it anywhere if we think we have already arrived. Let's not put it on, let's take the cruise control off and put the pedal to the metal. Paul goes on to say, but this one thing, and this is important throughout the entire Bible, this one thing, because Jesus told the rich young ruler, one thing you lack. Jesus also told Martha, who was busy working in the kitchen, criticizing her sister Mary, but this one thing is needed. And Psalms 27 and 4, David says, one thing that I desire of the Lord. And here Paul is saying, but this one thing I do. This statement is a statement of devotion. You see, Paul knew he needed to keep it moving. He needed to keep walking with Jesus Christ. All of us need to keep it moving with Jesus Christ. And then it goes on to say, all of us then who are mature should take such a view of things. That's a powerful phrase right there. If we are mature in Christ, we need to take a view of such things, that we have not arrived yet, that we have not made it yet. We need to take a good look at things that our mind made me change, that we need to keep on pressing on. And if you don't think that way, then I pray on today, as Paul said, that God will make it clear unto you. You see, God will make it clear to you to keep it moving the same way he did when Moses recovered after committing murder. Moses kept it moving, and he led the children of Israel to the promised land. You see, God will make it clear to you to keep it moving the same way he did with Naomi when she recovered from losing her husband and her sons. It was her kinsman redeemer and her daughter-in-law who provided for her for the rest of her life. You see, God will make it clear to you to keep it moving the same way he did when David recovered after he committed adultery. Now, yes, David messed up, and David messed up bad, amen, because adultery does not please God. But God, hallelujah, made it clear to David that he needed to keep it moving, and he said that David was a man after his own heart. God also will make it clear to you to keep it moving the same way he did with Peter when Peter recovered after denying Jesus publicly. You know, you can go to God, and God is going to make it clear to you wherever it is and whatever it is that you have going on in your life. Don't get complacent, amen, because you have been hurt by somebody in the church. Don't get complacent, amen. God did not hurt you, amen. That was a person who's sick just like you are, who's trying to get better, who's trying to get closer and closer to God. So find it in your heart to forgive them for what they're doing, amen, or for what they have done to you. Don't get complacent, amen, and say that your name is not here or your name is not there, that you're just going to sit on the bench. No, I admonish you on today, my brother and my sister, that you need to keep it moving. Keep it moving. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God and keep it moving on today, because God is a prayer-hearing God. God is a prayer answering God. God is, hallelujah, all that we need. And we are going to stand on his word on today. God, make it clear to your people that they are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. God, make it clear to your people on today that they are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. God, make it clear on your to your people on today, God, that you, Lord God, will open doors for them that no man can shut, that you will shut doors that no man can open, oh God. Make it clear unto them, Lord God, that the king's hand is in the palm of your hand, oh God, and that you can turn it wherever you will, oh God. Make it clear unto them, God, that forgiveness is the key, that we should love our brother and our sister, hallelujah, and keep it moving as we love ourselves. So keep it moving, my brother and my sister, because you love yourself. Hallelujah. Keep it moving on today. Keep it moving. Hallelujah. Keep it moving, because God is waiting on you to give him some glory. You say you love the Lord your God with all your heart. You love the Lord your God with all your soul. You love the Lord your God with all of your mind. Hallelujah. Well, keep it moving. And don't let the spirit of offense, hallelujah, come in. Hallelujah. Keep it moving. Don't let your past keep you from achieving what God has for you on today. You keep it moving, because God has more in store for you. He said that he came that you may have life, and that you may have life abundantly, and you will, hallelujah, achieve in the name of Jesus.
We know you have been blessed by this broadcast. Tune in every Thursday and Sunday at 4 p.m. We want you to like our Facebook page at Consuming Fire Ministries, where you can continue growing in the Word of God. Until next time, you have been listening to Consuming Fire Ministries with Elder Cheryl Monroe. Be consumed by God's Word.